At Germany's major Hamburg airport, security forces have been busy dealing with a tense hostage situation. An armed man drove his car onto the tarmac here and parked near a passenger plane. The suspect reportedly shot his weapon twice in the air and threw burning bottles from the vehicle, likely explaining the fires nearby. But police say he eventually gave himself up to authorities without resistance after 18 hours of tense negotiations, while all flights were cancelled. The child he took with him appeared to be unharmed. Hamburg police spokeswoman Sandra Lefgroen recalled that the airport of Germany's second largest city had been on high alert. At around 8 p.m. on Saturday, a 35-year-old man drove his car through the gate and into the tarmac of Hamburg Airport. He apparently had his 4-year-old daughter with him. She recalled that the vehicle was very close to a passenger plane, but added that all passengers were safely evacuated. The suspect's wife was reported to have alleged a possible child abduction. Police said they believed that a custody dispute was the background to the situation. While the hostage crisis is now over, questions will be asked as to how an armed man could reach the tarmac of one of Germany's main airports. Europe had been on high alert for acts of terrorism as the Israel-Hamas war escalates and amid rising anti-Semitism, including in Germany, a development condemned by the country's leadership and opposition. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.